This episode is brought to you by IVP. In his award-winning book, Reading While Black, Esau McCauley calls the church to read scripture through the lens of the Black church tradition. By sharing his own deeply personal narratives and offering his expertise as a biblical scholar, McCauley enlightens Christians of all backgrounds about the Black experience and helps them to better understand their own. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive Reading While Black for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Nguyen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading.
Psalm 80, for the music director, according to Shushan, Edith Style, a psalm of Asaph. O shepherd of Israel, pay attention. You lead Joseph like a flock of sheep. You sit enthroned above the cherubim. Reveal your splendor. In the sight of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, reveal your power. Come and deliver us. O God, restore us. Smile on us. Then we will be delivered. O Lord God of heaven's armies, how long will you remain angry at your people while they pray to you? You have given them tears as food. You have made them drink tears by the measure. You have made our neighbors dislike us, and our enemies insult us. O God of heaven's armies, restore us. Smile on us. Then we will be delivered. You uprooted a vine from Egypt. You drove out nations and transplanted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shadow, the highest cedars by its branches. Its branches reach the Mediterranean Sea and it shoots the Euphrates River. Why did you break down its walls so that all who pass by pluck its fruit? The wild boars of the forest ruin it. The insects of the field feed on it. O God of heaven's armies, come back. Look down from heaven and take notice. Take care of this vine, the root your right hand planted, the shoot you made to grow. It is burned and cut down. May those who did this die because you are displeased with them. May you give support to the one you have chosen, to the one whom you raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will pray to you. O Lord God of heaven's armies, restore us, smile on us, then we will be delivered.
Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Let Israel say, yes, his loyal love endures. Let the family of Aaron say, yes, his loyal love endures. Let the loyal followers of the Lord say, yes, his loyal love endures. In my distress, I cried out to the Lord. The Lord answered me and put me in a wide open place. The Lord is on my side. I am not afraid. What can people do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in people. It is better to take shelter in the Lord than to trust in princes. All the nations surrounded me. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. They surrounded me like bees, but they disappeared as quickly as a fire among thorns. Indeed, in the name of the Lord, I pushed them away. You aggressively attacked me and tried to knock me down, but the Lord helped me. The Lord gives me strength and protects me. He has become my deliverer. They celebrate deliverance in the tents of the godly. The Lord's right hand conquers. The Lord's right hand gives victory. The Lord's right hand conquers. I will not die, but live. And I will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord severely punished me, but he did not hand me over to death. Open for me the gates of the just king's temple. I will enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the Lord's gate. The godly enter through it. I will give you thanks, for you answered me and have become my deliverer. The stone that the builders discarded has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's work. We consider it amazing. This is the day the Lord has brought about. We will be happy and rejoice in it. Please, Lord, deliver. Please, Lord, grant us success. May the one who comes in the name of the Lord be blessed. We will pronounce blessings on you in the Lord's temple. The Lord is God, and he has delivered us. Tie the offerings with ropes to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will give you praise. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures. Your word is true. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 through 46, the parable of the tenants. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a fence around it, dug a pit for its winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and went on a journey. When the harvest time was near, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his portion of the crop. But the tenants seized his slaves, beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, "He will utterly destroy those evil men." Then he will lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his portion at the harvest. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For this reason, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and the one whom it falls will be crushed." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowds, because the crowds regarded him as a prophet. Mark chapter 12, verses 1 through 12, the parable of the tenants. Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He put a fence around it, dug a pit for its winepress, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenant farmers and went on a journey. At harvest time, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his portion of the crop. But those tenants seized his slave, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. So he sent another slave to them again. This one they struck on the head and treated outrageously. He sent another, and that one they killed. This happened to many others, some of whom were beaten, others killed. He had one left, his one dear son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him, killed him, and threw his body out of the vineyard. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is from the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now they wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, because they realized that he told this parable against them. So they left him and went away. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy and righteous and just God, we thank you. We thank you that when we call on you, you do hear us. You do respond to us. You do rescue us. You deliver us. You set us free. And oh God, I acknowledge that there are times when it feels as though that we are crying out and that we are calling out and things are not changing. Rescue seems to be delayed. But God, your track record is clear. You deliver and rescue your people. And you have sent your only son, that we might be ultimately and fully saved and rescued. God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you, O Lord, that the one that was rejected has become the cornerstone. We thank you that it is not us or our good ideas that is the cornerstone, but it is Christ alone. We thank you that it is not our oppressors. We thank you that it is not those who dominate or mistreat that are at the center that hold things together, but you and you alone hold all things together. We thank you, O God, that in your mercy and generosity, you sent your very heir to us that we might become co-heirs with Christ. What an undeserved grace. What a bounty of love beyond our imagination and understanding. And we thank you for it, O Lord. Oh God, would you teach us how to live in gratitude for what you have done and to honor the one that has indeed become the cornerstone. It is in Christ's name we pray and entrust ourselves. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.